Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Lana Blakely podcast. I feel like I should have an intro that I run before each episode, because that's what pretty much all the podcasts that I listen to have, and I don't. So maybe you'll hear a pre-recorded intro for the next episode, but as for now, I don't have that. So how have things been with you guys this past week? I have had a very stressful past week. I feel like I've been thinking a lot about kind of where I'm at in life and where I'm heading and where I want to be heading. And I've been thinking a lot about if I feel aligned with my values and aligned with where I see myself going in 5 years or 10 years. It's easy to keep going and going and going, doing what you're doing, studying, working, seeing the same people, talking to the same people, going to the same places, and not really stop and reflect to wonder, what am I doing? Where am I heading? Am I aligned? And that's something that I try to do, not too frequently, because I don't want to live like a robotic kind of life, but often enough to where I check in on myself to see how I'm doing and to see how things are going. And I feel like I'm in a period in my life where I kind of feel aligned, but I'm also kind of questioning certain things. And so I feel like I need to take more time to check in and to really reflect on everything that I'm doing. Just to kind of take a break. Not a break. Just to kind of pause. And that's not like a negative thing. Like, oh, I need to stop and question my life and what I'm doing. It's not. It kind of sounds negative. It's not. It's more just like a check-in. You know how when you have most jobs, I believe, you have like a meeting with your boss or manager once every, I don't know, quarter or week or month, depending on the job, to see how things are going, to see how you're feeling, to make sure you're on the right path and whatnot. And this is kind of the same thing, but it's on a personal level. And one thing that I've been thinking about quite a bit is the content that I create. I was looking over some journal entries from when I just started uploading regularly on YouTube. So that was like 2019. I think it was 2019. And I was kind of blown away by how passionate I was with each project, each video that I uploaded. There were so many notes, so many mind maps, so many references to books and articles. And obviously, when someone posts a video online, you don't know, you know, as a viewer, you don't really know all the work that goes in behind that and all the planning and all the brainstorming. You just see a 10 or 15 minute video that may come across as pretty easy breezy to throw together. And I don't know, maybe for some creators it is. I doubt any creator thinks it's super easy to throw together videos, because generally, in my experience, at least having done this for a few years and having connected with other creators, there is a lot more that goes into it and a lot of thought. And not to talk about the fact that, you know, especially now, I feel like we live in a time where we really need to consider how we express ourselves. You know, you don't want to offend anyone. You don't want to exclude anyone. You know, there's a lot of things to think about. And I'll be honest, you know, sometimes I feel like when I create a video, I just want to create what I create. I know my intention. I know what I mean. I know it's well-intended. And I kind of want to skip all the caveats and all the disclaimers. But on the other hand, you know, I feel like as a creator, you kind of have a responsibility to make sure you're saying things in a way that doesn't come across as, I don't know, offensive. But then again, everything offends someone. Not that long ago, I got a comment by someone saying, oh, this was what happened. Oh, sorry, that's my chair. In one of my videos, I gave an example, a made-up example, of a girl having been bullied because another girl painted her toenails in her sleep. If you haven't seen the video, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, that was the example in the video, and I said it kind of jokingly. And someone was offended because that was a first world problem. And so everyone gets offended by something. And if what is stopping you from putting yourself out there is the fear of offending or people being upset by what you're saying, you're never going to start because someone will be offended regardless. Regardless of what you say, how you say it, who you are, what the topic is, it really does not matter. Someone will be offended because you chose green tomatoes over red ones. Someone will be offended because you choose to purchase shoes that are of a specific brand. Someone will be offended because you pronounced a word wrong. Not kidding. I've gotten people being upset and offended by that. So I don't even know how I got into this. I sidetracked a bit, but I wanted to say that if you are someone who wants to put yourself out there and become a YouTuber or, I don't know, TikToker, but you are afraid of offending people, you will offend people regardless. And usually it's not you, it's them. Because I think that when you get offended by something, I mean, of course, people can be offensive, but generally speaking, oftentimes, from what I have seen, being offended is a lot about the person being offended as opposed to the people, the person supposedly offending. And now I'm sure that's going to offend someone. What I want to say was that I've been considering the content that I create, and when I look back on my old journal entries, I felt extremely passionate about what I was doing, and I still feel passionate about the things that I create, but sometimes I feel like there is a bit of a disconnect between what I actually visualize and want to create versus the things that I upload. And so that's why I have not uploaded anything on YouTube these past 2 weeks, because I don't know if it's perfectionism, I don't know if it's because I simply feel like what I have in mind for a video does not always accurately or fully translate into what I upload. And so when you have an image in mind and then the final result is not reflecting that, it's tough feeling pleased. And so there is always, when that happens, there is always the dilemma of, okay, I have this video, I'm not entirely pleased with it. Do I just upload it because maybe it's just me being overly critical or perfectionistic? Or do I skip it because uploading anything that does not feel entirely right is just wrong and doesn't really feel authentic? You know, some creators have a schedule that they follow religiously, and for good reason. You know, when you're a YouTuber, if you're doing it full time, it's a full time job, and so that's how you make your living. And no other job, like no corporate job or 9-to-5 job, would allow you to simply skip a project because you weren't happy with it, right? I mean, I've had plenty of jobs and never was there a time where I could be like, yeah, hey, I know there's a deadline tomorrow, but I just don't feel happy with this project, so I'm going to postpone the deadline to next week. I mean, I feel like most bosses would just not accept that for good reason. And so a lot of people, who do YouTube full-time see it the same way. And so even if they are not completely satisfied with what they have created, they still upload because it needs to get done. And sometimes I feel like I should hop on that train as well for a variety of reasons. First reason being that I feel like when I skip a week, it makes me feel kind of unprofessional and like I'm not taking it seriously and like I'm taking the viewers for granted. On the other hand, I feel like it's the opposite. The reason I'm not uploading is because I don't take you all for granted and I don't expect something that I don't or that I'm not pleased with, that you are going to be pleased with it. So I want to give you the best that I can give you. Does that make sense? I guess this episode is going to be kind of focused on, you know, the creator side of things. You know, I believe that when you start doing something, a new project, something you're passionate about, there is this fire going on. And especially when you're doing the thing for yourself and you don't really expect anyone to see it, or very few people are seeing it. You're very creative. The ideas are flowing, you're excited. But then, once you go public with whatever you create, if you're a YouTuber or any artist of any kind, you start to feel pressured as you get an audience and as you expose your work. And I think it's pretty common, again, from my experience and from having spoken to other creators, when this pressure is added to the mix, it can kind of take a toll on your creativity because, so the way that I see pressure is kind of like noise. And so the noise then becomes louder than your inner voice and your inner thoughts. And that's why I think that it can affect your creativity and your excitement as an artist, because you feel like, oh, now it's no longer just me doing this thing for me or for like 10, 15, 50 people. Now it's something bigger than that. And now there are expectations. And now there is more at stake as well. Because when you start out doing something for fun, you know, you're not making a living doing that thing. You don't have any employees or people counting on you, people counting on, you know, your business to go well. But once you grow and maybe you start having a team and more people following your work, there is an added element that wasn't there previously. And I think what I'm trying to say is it becomes more difficult to hear your inner voice and your inner creativity because all these other elements are added. And I was talking to another creator who is on YouTube. They said that now, whenever they create videos, unlike in the beginning, it's no longer just, oh, what do I want to create this week? What do I want to talk about? What do I want to do that I think is fun and interesting and cool? Now it's more, what can I create that is going to perform well? What can I create that the algorithm is going to be pleased with? What can I create that may go viral? So it just becomes a different dynamic. And it does make sense because there are other elements added to it. And that's great. But handling those extra elements and still letting your inner creativity and inner voice shine through, but it's easy to go too far the other way. So I think it's perfectly reasonable if you are making a living doing any type of art to create the things that feel authentic to you, that represent you as an artist. But of course, there needs to be a middle ground where you also keep in mind what people want and what is going to work. And I do think it's possible finding a good middle ground somewhere there, but I think it's hard. And I know that a lot of creators and artists do struggle with that. Now, speaking of artists and YouTubers, I pretty much don't watch YouTube anymore because I don't know what I enjoy watching anymore. So I used to have, well, it's been a very long time since then actually, but I used to have people that I would follow. So I would pretty much watch like every upload from these people, but this was years ago now. It's been a very, very long time since then. Since then, I've mostly been watching whatever pops up on my page, or if I'm searching for something specific, like recently I've been watching a lot of like dog training videos because I'm training my dog. I've been watching a lot of interior and like house tours because it's a passion of mine and I love watching those kinds of videos and I love seeing, you know, different people's homes. Everyone from celebrities to just random people that I have like no idea who they are. But other than that, I'm not really following anyone particular. I'm not like super excited for someone to upload. I don't know what I enjoy watching anymore. I'm in this season of my life and have been for a while where nothing on YouTube really interests me that much. And now, okay, that sounds kind of wrong. It sounds like no one is making good videos. That's obviously not what I mean. I mean I don't really know what I'm looking for. What type of entertainment or educational content or inspirational content. Maybe it's because I'm not sure what the season in my life is right now and what I need and what I would enjoy watching. You know, another aspect of it is that oftentimes I don't just watch YouTubers for their content. I watch if I feel like I'm connecting with a creator in some way, whether that is because I feel like they remind me of myself so I can relate to them, or if they're just the complete opposite of me and I just enjoy seeing, you know, the life and thoughts of someone who is very different from me. Sometimes it's because this person is very passionate about what they're doing. Like I was following, I don't know what his name is. I think I'm still subscribed to his channel. Let me see. Ant something. Wait, let me check. I'm checking on my computer here. Where is this channel? Maybe I unsubscribed. I feel like maybe I did. Hold on. Here it is. Ants Canada. And it's this guy who just has a bunch of ants at home. I think it's at his home. And he just uploads videos where he does things with the ants. I'm not like interested in ants, really. I don't really care for ants that much. They don't intrigue me in any way. But there was something about this guy being so passionate about ants that made me watch 20-minute ant videos regularly. So it's not always about the content. It's often about the person, the personality, the way they present things, the passion, whatever it is, something that just clicks between me as a viewer and the creator. I don't know what you guys are like. Do you typically watch videos because you are interested in the topic? Or do you also watch because you just feel connected to the creator somehow? Like sometimes I'm interested in the topic, but there's something about the creator that I just cannot connect with, and so I just cannot really watch their videos. Can anyone relate to this? Now, I quickly want to hop back to the topic of YouTubers and authenticity and caring about the algorithm and whatnot. The topic of whether or not creators are really authentic and if that's really what they're like, if the way that they present themselves online is the way that they are in real life. I see people questioning this, I see people asking this. So I think it's an interesting question because, and I can only speak for myself, although I've had this conversation with other creators as well, but I'm going to speak from my experience and my perspective. I think we can go pretty deep with this topic. But what I will say is this: when I create a video, I feel like I am being authentic. Now, what does that mean? It means that the words that I say are true to me in that moment, which is also important to consider. You know, it's very possible that some things that I've said in videos from 4 months ago or a year ago, 2 years ago, are things that I no longer believe in or stand behind because I'm evolving, I'm changing, my opinions change, my thoughts change. But so that's one aspect of it. It's like, yes, they are authentic. The words that I'm saying are real to me and I believe in them in that moment. Have they changed since? Maybe, maybe not. Another aspect of it is that videos are produced. You know, there are notes, there are scripts, there is lighting, there are angles, there is fixing the background to make it look pretty for the video, there is fixing yourself and getting ready to look good on camera and whatnot. So there is a production that doesn't follow me when I go outside and walk my dog, which is understandable because it's something that's going to go online and there's an aesthetic aspect of it. And there's also just aspect of it's kind of the packaging of the message, right? So when you post something online, you want it to look a certain way, you want it to represent you, and you want to set the mood for what you are saying. You know, there are all these things that many creators, or I speak for myself, keep in mind. The third aspect is that obviously when someone makes a video about something, it's about a certain topic. If we are talking about that side of YouTube, so I guess the side that I'm on, where I usually have a topic that I sit down and talk about. Generally speaking, they're just my journaling notes that I have translated in a way that is appropriate for a YouTube video and where I try to add in some more reflection, insight, and potentially advice so that it can be helpful for someone. So it's my life experiences that I'm sharing with you. However, it's easy to think that, oh, so that's all that this person is about. So let me explain. When you create videos within a specific niche, perhaps, as a viewer, it's easy to think that, oh, that's all that this creator is. Kind of how when we think of a comedian, it's easy to think that, oh, this person is funny all the time because that's what we see. We see their comedy, we see the funny side, we see the jokes, we see, you know, the laid-back type of person. When in reality, that may only be a very small aspect of who they are, and behind the scenes, they may be someone who is very interested in cooking and partying or meditating, I don't know. But that is the part of themselves that they have chosen to share with the world. And I think it's the same thing with YouTube. But so what I'm trying to say is that it's understandable that we box people in based on what they present to us. But I think it's good to remind ourselves that what we see online is what this person chooses to share. It's not all that they are. All right, that was it for this week's episode. Thank you all so much for listening. And if you have come this far, a reminder to please leave a review and to rate the podcast. You can do that on Apple Podcasts. That would be very much appreciated. And I really appreciate those who have rated and reviewed so far. And if you have any input on this podcast, please share that with me. The best place to share that would be on Instagram. And I will see you next week. All right. Bye.